It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. 3 weeks from today, voters across the Atlanta area will decide Democratic and Republican nominees for a wide assortment of offices, including a U.S. Senate seat, all of the U.S. House seats, posts in the state legislature, and many city and county positions. And among the most closely watched local contests will be in DeKalb County, where major issues like police-community relations, transportation, and reviving economically struggling areas have been overshadowed by the effort to emerge from a string of ethics scandals. Former County Commissioner Elaine Boyer was sentenced to federal prison on fraud charges, and suspended CEO Burl Ellis is still appealing his conviction on charges that he tried to force county vendors to contribute to his campaign. Meanwhile, interim CEO Lee May is not seeking a full term after a scathing and still controversial ethics report from Special Investigator Mike Bowers. Two of the three Democrats running to be the new CEO are familiar to county voters. Connie Stokes is a former state senator and county commissioner. Michael Thurmond is a former state representative and labor commissioner who recently spent 2 years working to turn around the county's troubled school system as its superintendent. At a recent forum conducted by Leadership DeKalb, I asked the Democratic candidates if the office they're seeking should even exist. Critics have charged the CEO position is vulnerable to corruption, and a bill to eliminate it died in the legislature this spring. But the county has set up a commission to study the entire government structure. Thurmond said the office of CEO is hardly the single source of DeKalb's ethics problems.
I think that the DeKalb CEO position has not necessarily been a problem, but it's been a symptom of other problems existing within the county. This government was developed in the late 80s. Much has changed in DeKalb. I'm open to doing what will create a government that can serve our people in the most efficient and effective way. I'm not tied to any position or any one structure.
Yes or no, even if that means eliminating the office of CEO, if that's what a study shows is that.
If the study shows that's true, yes.
Stokes argued, though, that eliminating the CEO's job is a false solution. She says it would not change the need for DeKalb to have a top official.
There are over 3,000 counties in these United States, and all of them have some form of a person that speaks for or CEO, whether they're called county executive, CEO, or chairman. You have all of your commissioners, and then you have someone that would be that spokesperson. And so I think that it has nothing to do with the CEO form of government, and this commission is just another commission.
Thurmond and Stokes each said their previous government experience would help them overhaul DeKalb's current government and bridge the county's racial and economic divisions. The third candidate in the Democratic primary, businessman and activist Joe Bembry, argued that he is the solution to the government structure problem.
The most important thing I can do in this election is make sure that every dollar that you spend is properly spent. I think that if I can get on top of the corruption in this county, I can get your property tax down probably 30%. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that they don't steal your money.
In heavily Democratic DeKalb, the winner of this primary will be the early favorite in the November general election, where he or she will face Republican Jack Lovelace. Early voting in the primary has already started.